have a little death.
Okay. Call the meeting to order, the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee, April 17th at 5:03. Do we have a roll call?
Congresswoman Whitehorse?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Speaker Pratt? Congressman Shaw? Congressman Supernov?
Here. Where we have a form. First item of business, I mean, the next item of business is a prayer. We have a prayer. Maria?
Yes, sir. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings that you bestow on us. We just thank you that you're mighty and you're loving and you look down on us. And forgive our sins and we love us. Father, we just ask that you be with us while we deliberate the things that are on the table before us. Just give us clear eyes to look at it with and to make good decisions for the people who are sages this year. I just pray that you be with all those sages, wherever they are today, whatever their needs may be. Be with all the others too that we love and care for. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Maria, next item of business is approval of minutes. Consideration of approval of minutes of April 12th.
Thank you.
We have a motion on the minute.
I have to approve the minutes for April 12th as presented.
Second.
Motion made in second. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
One yes. Any others?
Yeah.
Minutes are approved. Next item of business is consideration of ONCA 1725, Act to Protect and Provide for the Conservation and Management of Wildlife to require hunters to obtain a hunting license certificate, a hunting certificate, and to attend a hunter's safety course if under the age of 30, established an alternate effective date to sponsors. Congresswoman Edwards, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. So, you might remember last fall in October when we talked about having a, and we passed a bill, we were just discussing it, I'm not sure if it was vetoed, I don't think we overrode it actually, I think it stayed, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we said that we weren't going to allow for hunting and fishing on Osage owned lands until we got a law in the books. So at that point, I asked our legislative council to look at some of the laws that were that other Indian nations with large tracts had and those that had a good subsistence population for their members. And so we did that, and one in particular that I knew where the tribe's traditional tribe, and also they have a large hunting, fishing, subsistence population membership is the Yurok Nation. So we looked at a lot of different models. This is the one that we came up with. It's, what I like about it is it's pretty simple and straightforward. It's 8 pages long. Goes through some of the main points of what you might require in a hunting and fishing law. So, what I think is important, and I think I've talked to you about this, as stressed by Judge Gorsuch recently, is that, you know, the law needs to be clear to the folks that have to abide by it, and particularly in the case of a hunting and fishing law, this is just hunting. You want it to be simple, and you want people to be able to read it and understand what's required of them. So, here it is. I said it's 8 pages long. I, at the time, hadn't seen. There's another bill, but I think Alice's bill addresses penalties for violating hunting and fishing laws and regulations, or just the regulations?
It provides for penalties for violations, but the penalties were, has that day already come and gone for the rules and regulations? Yeah.
Well, so I'm not sure. I need to look at your bill compared to this bill, but that bill was focusing on hunting regulations. This is a hunting law. So this would be a wildlife law. It may have some terminology in it that needs to be changed. It also has the season and bag limits are correspond with the season and bag limits set up by the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission. I don't know if there's going to be season and bag limits established separately, but particularly since a lot of this hunting is going to go on fee land, I thought it made sense. Again, thinking about those people that we are giving hunting licenses to, what is it that they need to be able to easily understand what is required of them. So that's what I've got. Don't know. Haven't been hunting in a while. Used to go hunting. Been fishing a couple times. Got in trouble in Canada for having perhaps an American minnow instead of Canadian minnow. I wasn't sure how you could tell the difference. But other than that, that's about the extent of my hunting and fishing.
I want to ask sponsors of these two bills if we're, what's our intent here? Can we live with both these bills in place, or are we going to have to mash them? Or,
let me see, where is Alice's bill?
On my computer and up on the screen there.
Well, I have a question. Okay, now when you were talking about your bill, you mentioned license, and the other bill is mostly permits. Is there a difference between the Osage hunting license or a permit to hunt? Is there two different things here we're looking at? A license or a permit?
We require a license, and then they would get a permit, and the permit would establish like the number of hunting game they would take. So
they
both
have a cost.
Right. So you have to have a license to hunt, and then you apply for a permit, and your permit tells you can take one buck and one doe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, this bill says that it's an act to provide for penalties for violation of the regulations.
I think the title needs some work because it's more of a hybrid now. It's for violating the regs, and then there's also criminal offenses, so it's an offenses code as well.
So that, I mean, when I saw the title, I thought that's exactly what it was. DNR department administers regulations.
Well, has the ENR and AG's office had the opportunity to review Congresswoman Edwards' legislation? Is there anything from there that you think could be incorporated or vice versa?
I think there are things that can be incorporated. It's been a while since I've looked at it. So we've been working to get this revised. We've been working on revising the regs to collaborate with this. Does it change?
See, this one's got a lot of this one talks about here are the ground rules, and if you violate the regulations, then you're subject to this penalty. Mm-hmm. This one says more, you need a license, you have to report your harvesting.
All that stuff is in our regs.
It is? And in the regs.
Yes.
See, and how many pages are the regs?
18.
Well, so your idea, I mean, I think these have got to be incorporated because this one's the law. I just think we need hunting law. No, not just hunting regs, I think we need hunting law. Hunting by minors. There's elder. No spotlighting, hunting hours. I mean, you probably have that in the regs too, I guess.
Congressman Walker.
Okay, well, I would comment that both of the bills, let's just say if both bills were to pass, there would be quite a bit of contradictory language. There are some provisions in Congresswoman Edwards' bill that I may favor over some of the provisions in the other. This does acknowledge, you know, the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission, and, you know, just for instance, the take of species a specified wildlife is authorized only during seasons specified by the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission. B, the bag limits of specified wildlife during authorized season shall be the limit specified by the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission. To me, those, I would like to see more of that in the other bill, and not to copycat or not to minimize our jurisdictional authority. I just think that it makes it more consistent with the state laws, and considering we are part of the state of Oklahoma, I'm sure they may have a differing stance and opinion, and they're going to base it on bag limits and conservation efforts and those types of things. But my opinion, we've got a thriving wildlife around all in all of Osage County, and it just makes sense to me to combine them or to acknowledge the state's wildlife laws. But my point is, Chairman, I just want to say that they both do the same thing. I mean, this is authorizing language that the other bill has, that Alice's bill has, and both of them couldn't be passed because they do contradict one another.
I'm sorry, what?
Both of the bills can't, I just want to reemphasize that. Both bills couldn't pass because there would be contradictory language.
So where does it say in Alice's bill that you have to have a permit to hunt?
The permit requirements are in there.
Both bills what?
Pardon me?
I said where does There's it contradictory say that you have to have a permit to hunt?
It's in the regulations, it's not in the bill.
I like the elder disabled members proxy too. I think that's pretty cool. In yours, Shannon.
Well, I'd like to have a consensus from the committee or the people here. It's our intent here to try and mesh these two bills is the one, or are we going to try to work on passing both of them? If we're going to try to want to say amalgamate, but I don't want to use that word. If we're going to mesh them, is this the most productive way to do it, or what's your opinion on that?
It's not the most productive way to do it. We need to take them and work on them together.
John?
Well, yeah, I agree with what you're talking about. I think they need to be somehow put together to one document, because I think later on, once this is finalized, we're probably going to want like a little booklet printed up that has all the Osage laws and regulations and required permits and licenses and, you know, just like a, like you would get for the state board. Not to be a copycat, but, you know, we have to have some kind of, you know, brochure or something.
I think what we need to do is, we have a lot of things that are probably mentioned in Shannon's bill we have in the regulations, so it's possible just to combine what we have in the regs and use some of Shannon's language and put it all in one bill. So you have the civil side that requires the license and the permit and all of that in the law, and then you have the offenses for that in the law. And the regs can apply to the biological studies and establishing the take limits and the regulation guides that ENR is proposing.
Excuse me, could you, my pair was, the microphone's going to pick up, but let me shut the back door very well. And what's your suggestion?
A lot of what Shannon has in her bill, I believe we have in our regs. And so I think what I'm hearing is that we want to take some of what we have in our regs and put them into the law. So add another section, or mesh the two bills together and get more of that license and permit language within the law rather than just keeping it in the regs.
Right.
And then so we'll have the civil side of it, which requires the licenses and the permits, and also allows ENR to develop regulations by doing the system that we created in the regs and put it in the law. And then we'll have the offenses code, which provides for civil and criminal penalties for violating those regs or violating the laws that are within the bill.
So what you're suggesting, I guess, is that we could work on the law, and then the regs would expand on it.
Yes.
Produce how they're regulated, how they're administered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So what I hear you saying, if you guys do it this way, then the regulations won't be so massive.
Correct.
I like that a lot better. Mm-hmm. I do.
But we need to make sure the law's not so massive either, mm-hmm. that people can't pretty simply look at it and see, okay, we're going to go hunting, we got to have this, 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 we can't do this, this, this. Okay, we got it. Now there's these regulations that go underneath it that we don't have copies of, but those may get into the nitty-gritty if we need to do more than just go out hunting.
Congressman Walker.
I would also point out there's no fishing provisions within Congresswoman Edwards' bill either.
Okay, committee, how do you want to proceed with this?
When's your last meeting?
Well, this might be our last meeting. No, Wednesday, we'll have a meeting Wednesday. I don't know if we'll be here Friday.
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could try to get something back by Wednesday, but that means, I don't know what your all schedules are.
We're flexible. We can make sure that we're available when we need to be.
I don't believe I have anything this week.
As of now, we don't have anything on Wednesday's agenda, but there will be something on it.
You got assigned one of my bills this morning. You got assigned my bill this morning, didn't you?
I did.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think we should try to marry these between now and Wednesday and see if we can get it done.
We can do that.
Are you okay with that, Alice?
Yeah.
I believe we need to amend the regs anyway in order to comply with
Right, and you don't want to do that work until you have the law set, I don't think. I think you guys kind of need the cart before the horse, just a little bit, in my opinion. I kind of understand.
We were on 1268.
Right.
Your bill came through, so I don't think we can no longer can rely on that too. I'm not sure. I haven't read the legislation.
I still think you have regulatory authority. I don't think it took any regulatory authority away, but there wasn't a law that really, that you needed to regulate yet. That was the way my mind thinks, but I'm not an attorney, so I don't know.
Everybody's an attorney these days.
I'm not one.
In this career.
I'm not one. So that sounds good to me. I'd like to hear, instead of them trying to do all things piecemeal, put it all together and come to the table. That'd be my preference. Are you going to work with me?
Sorry, I don't want to.
Yeah, I can.
Postpone for the call of chair.
Certainly. So moved.
Second. I'm in favor, say yes.
Yes.
All right, so we postpone this bill until the call of the chair with the understanding we may bring it back Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
The only other thing on our agenda is consideration of the appointee. Oh, I'm sorry. We've got Allison's bill.
Motion to postpone ONCA.
1730
to the call of the chair.
Second.
Everybody there?
Yes.
Yes.
It leaves item number 7, which is a possible consideration possible action regarding qualification. And any legal or ethical burden to follow and point to the Osage LLC, Timothy R. Colkey, for a 3-year term. And this is a reappointment. So all we have to do is consider whether he's qualified education experience. Anyone wants to make that motion here? Possible motion.
Obligation.
Congressman.
Wouldn't you?
Tell me, do you have it?
Yeah, I just make the recommendation candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
All right. The motion has been made to report to Congress that we follow and it is qualified by, as he stated. All in my favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carried. We have one other important item of business.
What's that?
That's a journal.
So moved.
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're journal.
Ah, that was a short one.
That's a record for the comment.
Well, we've seen it. What'd you guys do with Shannon's?
They're going to work together.